the top 24 are going to be in, with the first eight getting a bye. If we started today, Walden Grove would have to come to Lake Havasu to play. I think they're down towards the Tucson, South Phoenix area. But that's a little bit different format this year, so it's going to be a learning curve for all of us. But, you know, winning out would give us a good shot of being in that top eight with a lot of teams that are above us having to play each other.
Welcome back to our game tonight. That was Coach Carl Thompson talking about tonight's matchup. We have some more business to take care of, guys. We're going to hear from more of our sponsors tonight, including the Bradley Automotive Group. We have General Manager Robert Patch in the house tonight, and we'll talk to him before the game starts. You're listening to Knights Football on KNTR Sports.
Anderson Power Sports Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 2022. We have the following manufacturers: Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Godfrey Pontoon Boats, Bennington, and Mercury. Visit our website at AndersonPowerSportsAZ.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Oh, my glory. Do you smell that?
Oh, that's the triple berry pie. I mean, apple. No, wait. That has to be the quiche. Oh, I can't figure it out. But it all smells like cinnamon, butter, and a hug from your grandma.
You figure out their little secret ingredient, though?
Yeah, it's love. And a whole lot of butter. They don't call it Amore pie for nothing.
Amore pie and more. Every recipe starts and ends with something you can't find in stores. Love. Amore pie and more. Lake Havasu. New Amore pie and more.com.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tireman of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TiremanofLakeHavasu.com.
Welcome back to KNTR 980 AM, KNTRSports.com. Homecoming tonight for the Fighting Knights. Got three more games to go in the season, guys, and it's really important. This is a great matchup tonight. Havasu coming in at number 11 in the state, and we talked during the break, and Robert, the top eight teams that are ranked at the end of the season get the bye. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they get
real important.
So we need to move up some spots.
Yeah, we do. We need to take care of business tonight. Havasu will be kicking the ball off, and Yonker, the Rough Riders, they'll be receiving the kickoff tonight. Abera, number six, ready to tee this thing up, and welcome to our game from Lee Barnes Stadium. Beautiful night for football, guys. Beautiful night.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome.
Abera with the kick. It lands at about the 30-yard line. Across the 35 and the 40, and pushed out of bounds at the 45-yard line.
You're probably going to be seeing lots of short kicks tonight because they have the 18th-ranked best kickoff returner, 394 yards this season in return yardage. Larry Moore Jr. that was in the back there waiting for that kickoff.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a lot about Larry Moore Jr., receiver. He's a junior for the Rough Riders. It's going to be first and 10. For Yonker from their own 46-yard line, and Havasu's defense out on the field. And we've talked game after game, that defense really sets the tone of how the Knights are going to do during a football game. And it's going to be kept by number three, Larry Moore Jr., and he goes nowhere, direct snap, and he's going to be knocked out for a loss back to the 40-yard line. So great job by the Knights defense to start off this game.
Shooting the gap, getting in the backfield, making the play. That's the been the tone that they set all year long in the early in the games. They've been able to get that deep penetration.
Yeah, so a little loss on the play. It's going to be second down and 13 for the Rough Riders. And it's going to be a sweep to the right. The ball carrier, number five, Hargrove, and he gets out a little bit more than the original line of scrimmage, Bill, and that's going to bring up third down and 9 to go for Yonker.
Yeah, another good play by the defense, able to stretch that out, not giving him any way to cut up the field. Couldn't get to the sideline, so good job by the defense to stretch that play out.
Jeremiah Garcia, number one, is the quarterback for Yonker. And he's done a good job this year, Bill. He's got, I believe, when I read the stats earlier, 10 touchdown throws, maybe more than that. So they can air the ball out. Not so yet, but they have that potential. So third down, long to go for Yonker. Shotgun formation. And the Knights defense doing a great job. That's going to be a huge loss.
Biantaka with the sack in the backfield, number nine, Vincent Biantaka.
There you go. Great job by the Knights defense starting out this game. It's going to bring up fourth down and 20, so it's going to bring out the field goal, punting unit for Yonker tonight. We're just underway here, about 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and back to punt is Isaiah Hargrove for Yonker. Yonker comes into tonight's game at 6-1 on the season. Havasu at 5-2. Snap and the punt. It's a high punt, but it's short. Going to bounce at the 45 of the Knights, and they just kind of let it roll.
Yeah.
And it's going to be down right about the 40-yard line for Havasu. So the Knights are going to start off this game in pretty decent field position at their own 41-yard line.
Halo jump going to come out of quarterback. As we stated before, Trip Burke is hurt, out for the season apparently. So
it's a big loss for the Knights.
It is. He really played well last week. In the almost comeback, as I like to call it.
Yeah, now it's going to be interesting to see some of the formations that Coach Carl Thompson comes out with. And right away,
five
receivers to the right of jump, and it's going to be a screen pass to the far side of the field. Andrade, number 24, the ball carrier, he breaks three tackles, and he's finally pushed out of bounds inside Yonker territory at the Rough Rider 45-yard line.
Yeah, and we're going to see there's a flag on the play. And I'm trying to pick up the – looked like a hold, but I – oh, formation.
It's going to be false start.
False start
on the night. Now, Robert, we've seen some different formations over the years from Coach Thompson. I can never recall five receivers on one side of the field.
I mean,
think about it. And I'm not really good at math, but that's almost half of your offense on one side of the field, right? So we have a – false start on the Knights, a 5-yard penalty. The ball now at the 35-yard line at Havasu.
And they come out again, 5 to the right.
Yeah, why not? It's 1st and 15, and now we have a timeout. So we have a timeout on the field. Coach Thompson calls themselves a timeout. That's good because we got to do a little bit of catching up to kind of put this game in perspective. We talked about the playoff implications from this game, and Havasu, they still have to play a couple of games down the road here, Bill. They got to go to Australia Foothills next week, and then they wind up at home against Somerton. Somerton, they're struggling this year. They haven't won a football game. There's 58 teams in 4A. And I think they're at the bottom.
Yeah, they're pretty, if not, they're real close to the bottom.
But Australia Foothills.
Yeah.
That's going to be on the road again. And, the Knights, they have been road warriors this season, that's for sure. Even their first game of the season, considered a home game, was it up at NAU. So they've been traveling quite a bit.
Yeah.
So it's 1st and 15 for Havasu. 9:37 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Five receivers out to Halo jumps right, and they're going to be a screen pass again. Same play, Andrade, number 24.
Breaks the tackle,
breaks two, breaks three. Now it's a foot race, and it's like deja vu. He's pushed out of bounds at the 45-yard line of Yonker, but this time, no laundry on the field.
Correct. And ended up pretty much at the same spot he ended up at the end of last play, but it took him five more yards to get there this time, so. Andrade, if he can make that first guy miss, he's very dangerous. He's very quick to the hole and can really motor down the field.
You know, Havasu does have some great weapons on offense. We talked about him, you know, most of the season. Andrade, of course, being one. Halo jump, Luke Johnson. They and we'll get to the others, but they can really set things in motion for the offense. Jump with the snap. He's in the gun looking to throw the ball. He's got a man open down the field. And incomplete. And, boy, the intended receiver on that was number 12, Luke Johnson. It looked like he might have had a step on the defender, but incomplete for the Knights on that pass attempt.
Yeah, a little too much air under that ball for him to catch up to it. I will tell you this. Luke Johnson currently leads all of 4A in scoring this year. 17 touchdowns.
That's pretty impressive. You know, a lot of them on the ground, too.
Yep.
You know, they put him in that
wildcat.
That wildcat, right? And when they're down close to the goal line, they trust him with the football. There's no doubt about it. So it's going to bring up second down and 10. And we have four receivers out to the left of Jump. And we have a run up the middle. It's Andrade. And he pounds the ball out for about 9 yards. I think it's going to be a little short of the line of game, but it's going to be really close.
Yeah. Andrade, again, he is slippery. If he makes that first guy miss, he's going to get you 8-10 yards every run just because he's so quick to the hole.
Third and short. And the ball carry is going to be Luke Johnson. He picks up the first down. And that's what we just talked about in those short down situations. He's the guy.
Yeah, when they bring in the heavy package and Luke Johnson comes in to run the ball. We had a few of those plays last week and was picking up chunks every time.
Havasu's offense looking good to start off the game. And their defense came out and shut down the Rough Riders. It was four and out. And now Havasu inside Yonker territory at their 36-yard line. Halo Jump in the gun. Luke Johnson in motion to the near side of the field. Lots of time. Had him open, and we have a flag. I think it's going to be defensive pass interference away from the throw.
Yeah, either depends what they get him for, if the ball was in the air or not.
Dante Scott, number one, back there on defense for the Rough Riders. Not sure if he was the culprit, but it's going to be a 10-yard penalty, and I believe that's a first down for Havasu.
Yeah, they got him on a hold.
And there you go.
So the ball was not in the air.
Flag came a little late for a hold, but hey.
Yeah.
You know,
but I think it was
going to take that 10 yards no matter what.
Yeah, right. Better than 15 is what Yonker's saying, so whatever.
Here we go. The ball now at the Rough Rider 26-yard line. Jump in the gun. Andrade, little fake to Andrade. Uh-oh. Under pressure. And
that's
going to
be intentional.
There it is. A little delay. Right. Okay. I think the official had to see where Halo was and where the ball was thrown to, and we have an intentional grounding call against the Knights.
Yeah, there was no one within. I mean, we were quad left, no one on the right, and he threw it to the right. So there's, and Andrade was still in the backfield with him. So.
Quad left. So what is it when there's five receivers out to one side? What do we call that?
Five to the left.
I believe that's called Cinco.
Cinco, right?
Cinco left.
Cinco? Cinco? Yeah.
Pat.
Nice input, Robert. All right. 8:15 to go in the quarter. And Andrade, the ball carrier, he's trying to break a tackle.
See, we're testing you.
We're just going to go with the numbers right now.
All right, fair.
You know, Cinco de Mayo, I kind of get that. So we're going to go with Cinco left, right? There we go. Shotgun formation. This is a fun formation. Andrade, and he gets lit up immediately. Yeah. You can go to the well so many times, right?
Yep.
And I think the Rough Riders were looking for that on that formation. And that's going to drop them back to the 40-yard line on the tackle for loss.
Bring the punting team out.
Yeah, so a couple of penalties. Nice defensive play by Yonker.
You know, if they come out of that same formation and they do a post route off of that, they will have that wide open because all of the Yonker defenders are breaking to the line of scrimmage on that play.
Halo Jump will punt the ball from his own 47-yard line.
Nice punt.
And takes a bounce and rolls into the end zone. Touchback. So the Rough Riders will get the ball. There's no score in this game. They'll have it at their own 20-yard line. Just over 7 minutes to go in the quarter. Robert, pretty good football game so far. Well, no score, of course, but a little competitive.
Very much so. I mean, they held them to a three and out and controlled the clock here on the first quarter. So looking pretty good.
Yeah, and we'll see what Rough Riders can do this time on offense. This is their second series tonight, Bill, and Havasu defense did their job on the opening drive, and let's see what they can do now.
Try and pit them deep this time.
Garcia in the gun at his own 15-yard line, and he's going to hand the ball off up the middle, and a nice defense doing a great job. Maybe a couple of yards on the play. Number five, Hargrove, the senior running back, the ball carrier for Yonker.
Yeah, good. Again, the Knights, if they can get penetration consistently tonight, they're going to really disrupt this offense for Yonker. Keep them on their heels all night long.
Brings up second down and 8. Just a reminder, it's homecoming tonight, and we'll have an extended halftime.
We love those.
Programming. Yeah, you do. I know, Bill. I know your feelings about that. 6:30 to go in the first quarter. No score. It is Garcia in the gun once again. Gets the snap. Looking to throw. Keeps it himself. Got some room up the middle. He's going to get the first down and a couple of more yards on that. So Jeremiah Garcia does a great job. Carrying the ball and gets the first down for the Rough Riders.
And he is their leading rusher for the season. So that's not out of the ordinary for him. So we have to make sure that we contain him as well as rush him when he's passing. So that's going to be the trick. It's a little Lamar Jackson defensive mode. Somebody's going to have to spy him pretty much all night.
All right, first and 10 for the Rough Riders. Twins to Garcia's left, single setback to his left, going to roll to his left, looks to throw the ball, got a man open, and the ball is dropped. That would have been good for a first down if it was caught and also inside Havasu territory, but the ball was dropped, incomplete pass, brings up second and 10. Clock stops at 5:39 in the first.
Mr. Thompson made him pay for that, I might add. He was sandwiched right as he threw that ball, so I'm sure that had a little bit to do with
that. Oh, I'm sure the footsteps were heard.
Yeah. It's always nice to get that first one like that. That makes them think the rest of the night.
Hey, for tomorrow, just want to remind you, we have college football at 12:30, the pregame between the ASU Sun Devils and the number 7 ranked Texas Red Raiders.
Oof.
That will be here on KNTR Sports.
Oof.
All right, Garcia in the gun. Second down. Under a lot of pressure, escapes it. Has some room, and he's going to run out of bounds across the 40-yard line. But there is a flag on the play. And then after the ASU-Texas Tech game, the Tennessee Volunteers and the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Go Vols.
Kickoff at 4:30. That might be joint in progress, but we'll see. That was a holding call against Yonker, and that's going to negate the gain. And right now, Yonker, the Rough Riders, are going in the wrong direction.
Or the right direction for the Knights.
If you're a Knights fan, of course. That's true, Bill.
Second down at 20.
Then on Sunday, the NFL returns to KNTR Sports. Got another over-the-pond game, the L.A. Rams and the Jaguars. That's at 6:15 Arizona time. Okay. Second and 20. Garcia gets the snap. He's looking to throw the ball again. Escapes and throws it, and it's complete to number 13 at the 40 to the 41-yard line. And that was a nice job by Garcia evading the tackle, and we have an injured player down on the field. So we have a timeout on the field. We'll take a timeout ourselves. We'll be back at 30.
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Family fun is my favorite time. Let your adventure begin at Havistyle Recreation, your Mercury dealer. If your fun is boating, try our 2025 low SS210 boats equipped with the Mercury Pro XS150, offering discounts over $9,000. Campers, boaters, and desert explorers, bring family fun to your next level.
KNTR Sports, 980 AM. KNTRSports.com for this evening's football game with the Fighting Knights homecoming against the Yonker Rough Riders. And we have one of our sponsors in the booth with us, Robert Patch with Bradley Ford. And you have a pretty big event coming up a week from today.
Yeah, next Friday we have our grand opening ribbon cutting ceremony at 4:30 in the afternoon. So we got food, we've got prizes, we've got raffles. So if you got some time, take a minute, stop by, and check out the new building. I know it's been around for a few months now, but grand opening next Friday.
It's a beautiful building.
Yes.
Nice property right on Highway 95 in Havasu. And, yeah, it's open to everybody. So it's not an invite-only thing, so make sure that you mark it down next Friday afternoon. Stop by the all-new Bradley Ford showroom right here in Lake Havasu City. And Robert will be there.
I will be there.
Yeah.
As will
Billy. Mr. Beckman. He better be there, right?
Yeah, right.
All right, it's 3rd and 20 now.
Third and three.
I'm sorry, read it wrong. 3rd and 3. And Yonker now with an opportunity to keep moving the ball. Ball snapped. Garcia looks to throw it. He's got a man again open on the near side of the field. And that's going to be a catch, and it's going to be a first down right at midfield, it looks like. They're going to make maybe a little short. Let's see where they mark the ball.
No, that's going to be definitely a first down.
Yeah, short of the 50. Now they put it at the 50. So, yeah, 1st and 10 now for the Rough Riders. That was 2 times in a row they threw that pass.
Yep.
So I'm sure that the Knights' defensive minds are honing in on that.
Devitt's leading the league in interceptions, so. Keep tossing it that way. See what happens.
Garcia, ooh, at his own 45, rolls to his left, looking to throw the ball again. He's got a man open and off his fingertips. You know, the ball was thrown behind the intended receiver, but that was a good effort.
Yeah, and good coverage by Nico Bailey out there, number 36 for the Knights.
Yonker pass incomplete, defended successfully by number 36, Nico Bailey.
I think the quarterback was trying to save the receiver a little bit, too, because he was getting closed in on. You don't want to alligator arm it, have him going in there getting smashed as he catches the ball. So,
yeah, there's no score in the game. 3:48, the clock stops with the incompleted pass. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 10 for the Fighting Knights. For the Rough Riders. The Knights defense looking to slow the Rough Riders down, and they missed a great opportunity. And Larry Moore Jr., the ball carrier, number 3, gains about 7 yards. Let's see where they place the football. But, boy, we almost had him in the backfield.
Drew Passmore with the immediate penetration, but was unable to corral him. He snuck out to the left and was able to pick up positive yardage. Going to bring down 3rd and 4, 3 in the long 3.
Yeah, it's going to be 3rd down. The ball just short of the 43-yard line, and the 6 are right at the 40. So, yeah, it's going to be a little bit more than 3 yards with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Garcia, number 1, the quarterback for the Rough Riders, and the ball is handed off to number 4, Lopez, and the Knights defense do a great job. In fact, it's going to be a loss on the play. Now it's decision time.
Yeah.
Sponsors. So here are a few of our sponsors. I want to thank City Maytag in Lake Havasu City, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Group, A Cut Above Grooming, Need Pool and Supply, the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havastyle Recreation, and, of course, the Bradley Auto Group, with Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet.
Kenneth Moyer's been an advertiser since you played, hasn't he?
Well, if that's the case, it was a rock field back in those days.
True story.
Beautiful, beautiful field now, of course. Several years ago, the Bond and Override passed, and part of the upgrade was a new ball field. And this track, it's baseball fields, and the citizens really stepped up for that. Here we go. It's 4th and 5 now. Big play for the Rough Rider offense. No score in the game. Garcia's back. He's got a man open on the sideline. And once again, it's number 13, Bill. And he has gotten open on these little out routes along the sideline.
Yeah, Anthony Santi Esteban.
Santi Esteban. All right, we're going to go with that.
All right, fair. Yeah, he's making some very accurate throws tonight, too.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Garcia's got some pretty decent stats.
He does.
Not only running the ball, but throwing the ball. So the ball now at the 34-yard line of the Fighting Knights. 2:17 to go in the first quarter. Garcia in the gun,
yep.
And we have all kinds of motion and stuff going on up front. False start. And that's going to be against Yonkers. So the Knights defense moves up the field a little bit, right? And that 5-yard penalty against the Rough Riders. So it's going to be 1st and 15.
Garcia has 1,130 passing yards on the season, ranked 2nd in the 4A.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. And it's going to be Larry Moore Jr., the ball carrier. Havasu doing a great job stopping that run.
Yes, the ball carrier initially hit by number 8, Ethan Adler.
Field in a hurry and just missed him. He was able to sneak out and get some positive yardage, pick up about 5 on the play.
And it's going to bring up 3rd down and 4 to go for Yonker. Just over a minute to go in the first quarter. There's no score in the game tonight. It's been a pretty even battle so far. And Yonker moving the football inside Havasu territory at the Knights' 29-yard line. Garcia waiting for the snap. Lopez in motion, and Garcia tries to go up the middle, and Havasu's defense is right there, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely.
As the referee helps them up.
Yeah.
Gotta like that.
71 on the stop for Havasu. Keo Kalani Kalua.
Kalula. You just need to say the judge's son.
Yeah, there you go. I like it.
So the clock ticking down. I think that we are going to just move into the second quarter.
Decision time for
0-0 is our score. We'll be back in a minute. Call the good guy
and have a Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
Sparky, I'm home.
The smell of canine halitosis permeates the air.
Sparky, what did you get into?
Sparky barks.
Your breath is incredulously grievous. It's in a cut above grooming day today.
If you have a Sparky or other related type of animal suffering from bad breath, matted fur, tick infestation, wood floor destroying claws, or any other less than desirable condition, seek the cut above grooming. Dirt cheap approach. A cut above grooming is your number one affordable resource to a clean and happy Sparky. A cut above grooming. Main Street, Havasu.
Welcome back to Knights Football on KNTR Sports. It's homecoming for Lake Havasu High School, and we are about to start the second quarter, and right now it's goose eggs on both sides of the field. 0-0 is our score, and this is a big play for the Havasu defense to stop this 4th down attempt.
Took the words right out of my mouth. This would be a huge stop.
Is that a Meatloaf song? Meatloaf?
It is.
Go back in the 70s?
Your game play.
That's way before your time, Robert.
The youngster of the group.
Here we go. It's 4th down. 4 yards to go for the Rough Riders. Garcia, they're trying to draw the Knights on the side. No go so far. And the snap. Garcia back under pressure. He gets drilled and it's intercepted. And this one is going to go to the house.
Thompson. Oh, baby.
Oh!
What a play.
I spoke too soon.
You did. Really with the jinx.
Was that Garcia that closed down on
him? It is.
Well, number one tackles number one. Trevor Thompson goes up in the air with a great interception. Garcia under pressure, but the interception was the play, obviously, but, man, you got to give Garcia some credit. He trapped Thompson
hopped
down.
Up and got him down. That was crazy.
Tackled him at the five-yard line.
Yeah, that
wow.
was.
What a play.
And Thompson's not slow, boys.
No, that's why I was thinking he's gone. But you
remember the Buda Baker getting caught by Metcalf? It's exactly the same thing.
All right, have us two out on offense.
Ooh.
And it's going to be number 12, Luke Johnson, the ball carrier. He might have gained maybe
an inch
because it's going to be second and goal pretty much from the same spot. But, yeah, that interception, that was a thing of beauty.
It really was. Now we got to turn it into points, though.
And it's going to be Johnson again, the ball carrier. And he's got a lot of room on the near side. Touchdown, Havasu. There you go.
Two great blocks on the outside. Trevor Thompson, number one with a big block. And number 82 for the Knights. Also sealing the corner for him. Drew Passmore with a great block. Allowed Luke Johnson to go walk into the corner of the end zone.
6-0. All right, Ibarra, he's going to come out for the extra point attempt. We got one of the more...
accurate.
Yeah, accurate
consistent.
Kickers that you can count on in the division, that's for sure.
Yep.
Snap is a bad snap, but it's going to be blocked, and it was a snap. And snap went out to the holder's right. We didn't get the ball back down in time enough, so the extra point is no good.
6-0.
All right.
Abira has made 32 attempts this year. He's made 29 of 32. So now he's 29 of 33. See, I did that math.
It's probably your training.
Pat's
dealership.
Pat seems very unimpressed.
We talked about the remaining game for the Fighting Knights in the regular season. Of course, tonight's game with Yonker. Then it's off to Australia Foothills in Phoenix. And then Somerton High School will be the last game of the season. That's home, and, of course, that will be senior night. And the Knights doing a great job capitalizing on the Thompson interception. And right now our score is 6-0 in favor of Havasu. Ibarra ready to kick the ball off. Deep is Garcia, number one, and he's going to get the ball. He's across the 30, 35, 40. Oh, it's Larry Moore Jr., and he could be off to the races. Larry Moore Jr., number three, was the kickoff returner, and he goes in for the score, looking for a flag. None on the play, so Yonker answers immediately with the kickoff return.
Yeah, that he is leading the 4A in yards, and now we see why.
Yeah.
He was able to thread through the interior of our return defense and to the house.
Yeah, he took that thing 80 yards.
Probably be seeing some squeak kicks the rest of the night.
Could be a thing to talk about, right? Nothing frustrates coaches more than, you know, the long kickoff return. Yeah, I mean, that's just, you had the momentum, and now you kind of go, oh, boy, here we go. Low snap on the other end, and their kicker gets it through.
Yeah, good job by the holder.
7-6, so nice job by Yonker to bounce right back into this ball game. In fact, they have a one-point lead.
Yeah, that's got to be painful for the Knights. So Thompson's over there having an old discussion with some of the return defenders. They'll get that straightened out, I'm sure. Let's see if maybe Havasu can return the favor and run one back. Ibarra's got the speed for that.
Oh, Havasu has the talent to run the ball back, that's for sure. We do have some guys with wheels, but Larry Moore Jr., when he got through the first wave of would-be tacklers, you knew that this thing was going to go back.
Yeah, he never got touched. Good job of threading the needle.
11-10 to go here in the first half. 7-6. Yonker out on top of Havasu. And the field goal kicker is the kick, kicker also on the kickoffs, and that's
Griffin,
though. That's what we're going to go with. And fielded at the 15-yard line across the 20, 25, and oh, my gosh. There's a train wreck going on right there. No flag. I thought maybe it was going to be a high tackle, but anyway.
Terrence Jenkins from the Yonkers just laid out our return man, number 82, Drew Passmore.
Yeah.
And Passmore's not a small kid.
No.
That was a how you doing kind of tackle right there.
Yeah, Passmore, 6'1", 190 pounds.
Yeah, so. He was dropped like a rock.
So the Knights come back out on offense, trailing by one. If you have not heard, Tripp Burke is out, our regular quarterback for the season, with a collarbone injury. And number 10, Halo Jump, is tonight's quarterback, and most likely for the rest of the season. Jump looking to throw the ball. He's got time.
Oh,
no, no. Ball is up in the air. Just jump on it.
That's going to be a flag for illegal touching.
Yeah, but I tell you, that was it. Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah,
could have been a whole lot worse. We could have lost the football.
Yeah, Lyman was the first to touch it, and that's a no-no. I'm sure they thought it was a fumble, so he was doing the right thing.
Yeah, because it took a favorable bounce towards a couple of Knights players, but I tell you what, that thing could have gone elsewhere. You're exactly right, Bill.
It happens on occasion. Not often, on occasion. Should be a spot foul and also down.
Yeah, the ball was, with the spot foul was right by the original line of scrimmage, too. And now the Knights, they're going to have.
Getting our 5 yards back.
He's going to get it back. Good job.
Offside
by Luke Johnson, number 10, drawing the Rough Riders offside. So here we go. Now we're back at actually the original line of scrimmage. So there you go. First and 10.
All is forgiven.
Johnson back to pass. Got a little bit of time. Now he's under some pressure. And he throws the ball down the field.
Oh, what
and it's
that?
Caught. What a catch. By the Havasu side tonight, Carter Devitt goes way up in the air. He comes down with it.
Reaches behind the defender's helmet and grabs that. Very nice catch.
So Devitt gets the Knights a first down. Good job by Halo Burke, or excuse me, Halo Jump, doing a great job under pressure getting that ball down the field.
Yeah, making that throw on the run, that's not an easy play.
Okay, first and 10 for the Knights at the Rough Rider 49-yard line. And it's going to be Andrade, the ball carrier, number 24, and he barely gets back to the line of scrimmage. Trying to go off left tackle, and the Rough Riders defense doing a good job stopping the run game of Havasu.
Yeah, if he doesn't have a lot of power in his run game, but he does elusiveness, so he needs a little bit of crack in that line to be able to get through.
Second down 10 for the Knights. 9:54 to go in the half. Going to have a little extended halftime with a homecoming for Lake Havasu High School. Shotgun formation. Jump. Going to roll to his right. Looking to go downfield. He's going deep. And the ball's intercepted. At the 20 to the 25-yard line. And Carter Devitt, number 14, doing a good job pushing the player out of bounds. And I'm trying to see where they're going to spot the ball. I think right around the 26-yard line. So, yeah, that was a double coverage.
Yeah.
And that was something that Halo Jump wished he could do all over again.
Yeah, that's he'll be talked about on the sidelines about that one. Got to either eat that ball or take off, run with it. Do something different than throw it into that double coverage on the run.
Rough Riders first and 10 on their own 26-yard line, 9:31 to go in the game. Garcia in the gun. He's got trips to his right. Take it! And incomplete. Ooh. Incomplete. Out of bounds.
The other pass incomplete.
So now the, both teams are putting the ball up in the air, more so than they did in the first quarter, that's for sure.
Told
they're
going to
bring up second down and 10 on the incompleted pass. The ball at the Rough Rider 26-yard line. Younger up by a score of 7-6, just under 9:30 to go in the half. Rough Riders break huddle. Garcia, number one, the quarterback, in the gun. Larry Moore Jr. to his left, number three. Two receivers to the right. Garcia rolls to his right. He's got an open man, and that's Larry Moore Jr., number three. And Havasu doing a good job closing down on the receiver. A gain of four.
Tackle by committee there. Number 80 comes in and cleans that up. Blake Pohl.
Third down and five. Big down for the Knights defense right now.
Got to stop them here.
You stop them here, they're going to have to punt the football. And the Knights are going to get it back with plenty of time to go in the half.
It should be decent field position.
Third and five. The ball at the Rough Rider 30-yard line. Garcia in the gun. Larry Moore Jr. to his left. Garcia drives back to pass, and it's going to be a quick out route. And they're going to give him the catch. And it's going to be a first down. Yeah.
The accuracy of the Rough Riders quarterback is in display tonight. Sure.
Those sideline passes, that's about the fourth one this evening, have been very beneficial for the Rough Riders. And that one picks up the first down.
Really, only one mistake by the quarterback tonight, and that was the interception.
Yeah.
Pretty much all the other throws have been on the money, one behind the player, but I think that was preservation rather than a misthrow.
It's first and 10 now for the Rough Riders. Garcia in the backfield, number one, the quarterback. He's in the gun. Larry Moore Jr. goes into the slot. Now we have
that
a delay of game.
Delay, good, yeah.
Yeah.
Delay of game, Junker.
Wow.
Follows that by yard, remains first down.
Yeah, as soon as that back went in motion, that really messed them up because they had already started the five count on them at that point.
Yeah, that was a late decision to move in motion. Cost them 5 yards.
Yeah, no clocks in that at our school here. So.
And the ball carrier number four for the Rough Riders, that's Lopez, Antonio Lopez. Nice defense, doing a great job. And maybe a gain of two. That's going to bring up
Luke Johnson coming up.
Luke Johnson doing a great job on the stuff. This is where we have second down and 13 for the Rough Riders.
Yeah, at our field, you have to watch the back judge. He'll start, he'll put his hand up and then do a five count. And on the five count, if you're not hiked, he's done. Throw the flag.
7:56 to go in the half. Garcia drops back to pass, and he is going to go down. You can hear the Havasu faithful on that one.
Vincent Diantaka with the sack, and Dad, proud Dad, right in front of us, enjoying that immensely. You gotta like that.
So the. The loss is going to bring up third down. Third down at 20. So that was a huge play by the Knights defense. 7-6 our score. 7 minutes to go in the half. Rough Riders break huddle. Garcia comes out in the gun. Huge third down for the Havasu defense. Trips to Garcia's right. Drops back to pass. Under pressure. And he escapes a couple of tackles. Runs up the middle and gets back not quite to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be a couple of yards short, but surely gives them a little bit better field position, Bill, on the punt.
Yeah, and you've got to think they're absolutely punting this ball.
Oh, sure, and a great job by the Havasu defense. Way to go.
Yeah, and we had, again, immediate pressure in the backfield. That's been the story all night long. They're setting up camp back there, and they just got to figure out a way to wrap that kid up because he's been able to break a few of those out for some positive yardage.
All right, a bear at number six, waiting to return the punt. It's a bad snap over the head, and they're going to punt the ball. And it's a live ball, I believe.
And it bounced off of the time.
It did.
Havasu tonight, and it's going to be Yonkers ball.
That is just unfortunate for the Knights because they did a great job. High snap. Punter gets the ball off barely. Going out of bounds, and then it hit a Knight player, stayed in bounds, and recovered by Yonker. Now, the referees are talking about this.
I wonder if maybe that kick was blocked.
Well,
that might have a.
If it was blocked, then
behind the line of scrimmage. But I still think they still get the ball if it bounced off of the Knight first.
Fresino, the punter, actually did a pretty good job getting that ball and trying to, you know, punt it. And the Knights, now they're out on the field, and everybody's kind of waiting for the referees to tell us what's going on.
Yeah, they're
going
to give it to the Yonker team. It's going to be Yonker, first down and 10 from their own 25.
How often do you see that? You just don't.
Yeah, just got to get away from that ball. You got to be aware. Spatial awareness, very
first
important.
First and 10 for the Rough Riders. The ball at their own 35-yard line. Does a great job stopping the ball carrier for no gain whatsoever.
Yeah, and Thompson was, they knew he was coming. Thompson did a good job of letting them know he's coming on the rush, and then he did not come and stayed at home to make that stop. That's a smart heads-up defense by the Knights.
Third and 7 for the Rough Riders. Just over 5 minutes to go in the half. Big third down play for the Knights defense. Garcia gets the snap, looking to throw the ball. Got a man open in the middle, and it's incomplete. And once again, the Knights defense, they rise to the task.
Yeah, I think you heard some footsteps on that one. Mr. Thompson will come barreling.
He's going to be down at the 33-yard line of the Fighting Knights.
Need to get some offense rolling here, boys.
They got time, Billy. 4:53 to go in the half.
They do. No negative.
Driving the ball carry. He's got some room, and he breaks three tackles out across midfield to the 47-yard line of the Rough Riders, and that's what Havasu really needed to get this drive started.
You get Andrade to the outside like that, he's going to make some waves.
Going to be first down for the Knights on that Andrade run. Good job blocking by the offensive line.
Seal the edge for him.
4:46 to go here in the first half. And Andrade, the ball carrier again. And he broke one tackle, maybe picked up a yard. So we're going to call it 2nd and 9 for Havasu.
Yeah, fell forward, which is good. That was a positive because he was better in the backfield, able to make that first guy miss. Get some, lean forward and get some positive yardage. Like I said, no negative plays. Going to be very important on this drive. Don't ever want to be behind the sticks.
Second down for the Fighting Knights. Jump in the gun. Pick to Andrade. He's going to go deep down the middle, and nearly picked off again. The intended receiver, Devitt. He had a step, but it was a nice defensive play coming across by number one Garcia for the Rough Riders. He is all over the field.
Yeah, he's playing free safety back there, and we can't keep going to that well. He's going to catch that ball.
Third and nine. The ball at the 46-yard line of Yonker. Little screen pass to Andrade and had an opportunity to break one tackle but was taken down finally with a small gain, maybe a yard gain. That's going to be fourth down, Bill, at the 45-yard line of Yonker. And
I think they go.
They go. That's a Carl Thompson deal. He likes to push it. Hurry up offense. Jump in the gun. Trying to draw him off sides. Make it a little bit easier on this fourth down. And let's see what they do. If they hike the ball at all.
Two, three.
And, oh, no, 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 no. Oh. That's going to be against the Knights. Here comes the punting unit.
Yep.
False start on the offensive line. And I think what they were trying to do is
draw them off,
get that extra 5 yards, make it a little bit easier, but kind of shot ourselves in the foot on
it
that one.
It didn't look like he was going to call them. Timeout anyway, so it's probably a moot point, but you always hate to see false starts no matter where.
Halo jump, bad snap. He's able to corral it, and he gets a good punt off. This is going to be bounced at the 20-yard line and takes the Havasu roll for another couple of yards and down to the 18-yard line of Yonker. So with 3:05 to go in the half, the Rough Riders come out on offense 7-6. In favor of Yonker. I want to thank Havasu Springs Resort for their sponsorship. When you're looking for comfort and something different, make sure that Havasu Springs Resort is your destination. Your perfect plate awaits at Havasu Springs Resort for your dining pleasure. Sunset menu special starting at just $15.
Wow. Shrimp cocktail is highly recommended.
Okay, Bill. Havasu Springs. Been around a while. Located between Havasu and Parker, just off of Parker Dam, and it's a great place to go. All right, here we go. First and 10. Garcia, number one, the quarterback, he is in the gun, and he is going to be nearly sacked, and he gets away from the tackler, and he might have inched out a yard on that. I'm not sure, but, boy, the Knights had him in the backfield.
Yeah, 82 pass more. We've been calling his name a lot tonight, both sides of the ball. He's had some quality blocks on the offensive side, some good defensive plays on the defensive side.
You know, there's still a time. Havasu stops him here, gets the ball back.
Three timeouts still.
2.5 minutes to go here in the half. Garcia gets the ball, and he's going to roll to his right, and here we go to the other side of the field. And it's going to be short of the first down, but it's a pickup of 8 yards.
Number three, Larry Moore Jr. with the reception.
So we have a timeout on the field.
Now the Yonkers going to use a timeout.
Okay, with that, we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back at 16.
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Springs Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Big play for the Rough Rider offense. Third and 10. And Garcia, the ball carrier, and he's going to get the first down and more as he crosses the 35-yard line near the 40-yard line.
Was able to get out of bounds.
Now you're going to see Yonker in the hurry-up.
Yep, they want to put points on the board before the end of the half. They got plenty of time to do that.
Now, they've used, I believe, two of their timeouts?
That is correct.
Okay.
I was wrong. We have used one.
Oh, Havasu, great job on defense. In there, putting a smackdown on the ball carrier, Lopez,
he
number nine.
Fiantaka.
There you go.
Vincent Fiantaka.
Have you been practicing that?
I have.
Yeah? Well, that's what he's been doing all day, Robert. All right, here we go. Second down for the Rough Riders, 11 yards to go. Garcia rolling to his right again. And he's going to throw the ball downfield, and
tiptoes
it is
to the
caught. Nice job. Way to get your feet down.
Yeah, that was a sideline. That was a Chris Carter-like catch there.
Yeah, doing a great job. That was number seven, Green, on the reception. And let's see, they're going to be another timeout on the field? Yep. So Havasu calls a timeout. We're going to keep it here, Bill. It's a buck 26 to go in the first half. Rough Riders on the Havasu side of the field. The ball at the Knights 46-yard line, and it's going to be first and 10. I want to thank River Valley Window Company. Trust River Valley Window Company, your Milgard certified dealer in Havasu for over 15 years. You can visit their showroom and discover why neighbors trust them for beautiful, energy-efficient windows and doors. Visit, you can go online, it's rvwco.com, that's rvwco.com, River Valley Window Company, and I can attest they do a great job.
Nice.
Kind of like my Bronco.
I guess
that too.
Thompson's trying to settle down the defense after a couple big plays. Maybe I'm curious as to why the timeout was called, but it's just why the timeout was called.
Well, I think you're right. I think the middle again. 49 seconds to go in the half. And here's a big third down play. Third down and four for the Rough Riders. And
that's
we have another procedure call. It's going to be a false start again against the Rough Riders.
Yeah,
move it back four, or excuse me, five. So that's going to be a third down and nine now.
The hurry-up's been hurting them tonight. That's the third false start on the hurry-up offense.
You might want to rethink that.
Yeah, exactly.
30 seconds to go. Clock moving down. Rough Riders might be thinking about taking the shot. They got three receivers to Garcia's left. And Havasu gets inside for the sack. And I think if you're
Ethan Adler,
if you're Yonker, you got fourth down, and there's a timeout on the field with 3 seconds to go.
He's got the arm to throw it to the end zone, so that's right what DJ thinking, is to heave it down there on a Hail Mary at the end of the half.
Yeah, pass interference is something that you think about.
It's only 50 yards, but you do get a play without time, so anything is possible.
They want to thank A Cut Above Grooming for their sponsorship. From bath time to nail trims, A Cut Above Grooming keeps your fur babies fresh, fluffy, and tick-free. Big or small, they do it all. Lake Havasu's affordable grooming solution on Main Street. Check them out on Facebook. Pets on your household, Robert?
Just one little one, but he's in the Phoenix house.
He's in Phoenix? Yeah. Sir William?
No.
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 Okay, that's an emphatic no. Okay, here we go. 14 seconds on the clock. They readjusted it after the timeout. And it's going to be fourth and, let's see, 20. Fourth and 20 with 14 seconds to go. The Rough Riders with Garcia in the gun drives back the pass. He's going to heave it downfield, and it's going to be picked off by the Fighting Knights. Great job by the Knights defense. Double coverage. And let's see who comes up with the ball. Barrett, number six.
I actually would have liked to see them drop that.
He's
about 30 yards.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's all right.
8 seconds to go in a half, but, you know, you're in the game, your adrenaline's flowing.
Yep.
Go up and get the football.
Exactly. If you get it, they can't. So there you go.
Yeah. Barrett got some air underneath
him,
too.
Yeah, he got some hops.
He really went up to get that ball. So nice job by the Havasu defense coming up when it counts the most. And we have, as I mentioned, 8 seconds to go in the half. 7-6, Yonker out in front of Havasu. And it's going to be Luke Johnson, the ball carrier, number 12, and that will do it. And the halftime has come upon us. Woo! We have some commercial breaks to take. We have halftime information to go over. And
wonderful
also,
insights by Mr. Patch.
That's right. We're going to get him queued up right now. He's in the green room.
Getting all pretty for the radio.
And they got a face for radio, right?
we all. Do, buddy. Okay, we'll be back in a minute here from our sponsors, 7-6 Yonker out in front of Havasu. It's halftime.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Or can you just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
River Valley Window Company of Havasu is the contractor's choice for new construction and remodels. They're chosen time and time again because of their no-fuss, no-pressure personalized service and top-quality products with lifetime warranties from window manufacturers such as Milgard Windows. Choose River Valley Window Company, Milgard Certified Dealer, for all your new construction and replacement needs. Visit the River Valley Window Company showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and online at rvwco.com. rvwco.com.
Welcome back to KNTR Sports, 980 AM, KNTRSports.com. Homecoming tonight, and we'll get to Bill in a little bit. He's got the homecoming court information. Do they still call it that?
The homecoming court is what they call it.
Okay, well, I was right.
You were. So
once in a while.
Proud of you, Steve.
All right. Hey, Robert, what do you think? You're up here for the first time in the booth with us, and, I mean, it's a close game, obviously, 7-6. So your impression of how these teams have played?
Well, you could tell it's number 11 Havasu, number 14 Rough Riders. So it's got that sense of urgency
right?
There, and looks like the Havasu both defenses playing great to me. You know, Havasu's been on the field a little bit more, and, you know, I think they had, three sacks and probably five or six quarterback hurries. So they're doing good, but they need to – that offense needs to come through, keep those guys off. And the Halo jump, a backup quarterback, he seems to be doing a good job. Probably needs to settle down a little bit.
Yeah.
He's got that run-pass option open, and looks like he's going for the kill on every one. Maybe just move the chains a little bit, and I think they're going to be just fine.
That's excellent. That is a very astute call on that, because I was thinking the exact same thing. So, you know, great minds.
Oh, boy. You're not going to get the raise. You're not going to get the promotion.
No, not at all. But, no, I agree with you. I mean, he does seem to be, when he's throwing the ball, he's maybe taking chances where he doesn't need to get the first down. That's a great call.
You know, Trip Burke, their starting quarterback, as we talked about, done for the year, but Halo jump coming in, you know, it's a big stage tonight. It really is, and for the rest of the season, too. Unless something completely goes sideways and out of control, Havasu's going to be a playoff team. We talked about it's the top 24 teams in 4A that go to the playoffs, and Havasu right now, they're ranked at number 11. And, you know, it's going to be pretty interesting to see that they come out with a victory tonight and they win going out. They're going to end the season at 8-2, and that's a good win-loss for Havasu.
It is, and I think if they win 2 out of 3, they probably, at the very least, will host a first-round playoff game, because, you know, 9 through 17 will host have the home field advantage in the playoffs, first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, and the top 8 get the bye week.
Get the bye week.
Wow, things have changed so much in high school football.
Well, there was only 7 teams in Arizona back in the 40s when you went to high school. So, I mean, come on, Steve.
That is true. That is true. It's halftime here at Havasu High School, Lee Barnes Stadium. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be back in a minute, and Billy will run down the court for homecoming on KNTR Sports.
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Inquire how Amore Pie and More can create custom screen-printed cakes for your end-of-football season celebrations today. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieAndMore.com, next to the Havasu City Library. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Welcome back to KNTR Sports, 980 AM, KNTRSports.com for tonight's game. I appreciate everybody listening on the radio and also streaming. I know a lot of relatives across the country listening to some of their nephews or grandsons playing football tonight for the Havasu Knights. And it's homecoming, Bill, and it's kind of a tradition over the past umpteen years with homecoming that you are in control of announcing the court.
I am usually the guy.
You are the guy.
So I will begin. It is Parker Bentley with Brandy Ford. Adrian Meyer is with Sophia Chevron. Riley Gunn with Brody Livermore. Trevor Thompson and Avery Loya. Halo Jump and Brooklyn Hankey.
All right. They're looking dapper.
They
the guys,
are.
The women, and young ladies, I should say, are looking very nice, too. And last year's king and queen are behind them. And we're just about to have the announcement of tonight's winners.
Kevin Gray,
There we go.
Griggs, who was a stalwart all 4 years, started as a freshman on the varsity team, was the king last year. So.
It's like the drum roll. Come on.
You might be excited in some way.
The PA announcer with all of
the young people down there are saying, come on, let's get on with this. Oh, there you go.
So Parker Bentley and Brandy Ford are the king and queen this year for the homecoming court. Very excited, and the crowd down there, the students have crowded the fence line to enjoy the festivities, and they were all seem to be pretty happy about it as well.
All right, congratulations to the young men and young women that were a part of this year's homecoming court for Lake Havasu High School. Hey, we're going to take a break. Our score at the half, Yonkers 7, Havasu 6.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time. Your college. Mojave College.
Every morning, the sun greets you. As reliable as a train heating and cooling system. Well, almost. Because no matter the temperature outside, it's always perfect inside. And when the sun calls it a day, a train system is there to say goodnight. Heating, cooling, and beyond.
Over 52 years and nothing stops Salmon's air conditioning. Fortunes save for comfortable homes every time. Visit salmonsac.com, a bookmark worth saving. Salmon's air conditioning.
It's hard to stop a train.
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Family fun is my favorite time. Let your adventure begin at Havistyle Recreation, your Mercury dealer. If your fun is boating, try our 2025 low SS210 boats equipped with the Mercury Pro XS150, offering discounts over $9,000. Campers, boaters, and desert explorers, bring family fun to your next level.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
Touchdown, the two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years, he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Havasu Pest Control is proud to introduce our newest team member. Say hi, Dylan. Dylan is our highly trained and certified bed bug detection dog. In less than 2 minutes, Dylan here can detect the presence of bed bugs with an astonishing 90% accuracy. Our thermal eradication treatment is incredibly effective without costly furnishing replacement. Call us and get to know Dylan, another one of the good guys at Havasu Pest Control. 855-1054.
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Springs Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring.
Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.